This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, I'm still singing. For me, care for me. Singing is not in my future plan.
I'm gonna turn it up. I'm gonna turn you out and turn this up.
This is my song.
My favorite part. Here we go. Care for me.
Give to me.
Stop singing.
Oh no, let's get into it. Cry for me. Oh man.
Why don't you live for me? I'm sorry, I love that part
Damn.
Of the song, man.
This is my jam.
Die for me. Why don't you just live for me? I cry every time because it's such a great breakup song.
It's actually not a breakup song. It's called X Factor.
Like, so as it's in, like not my cosa factor, but like the person I broke up with, right? Like
as
my
in,
ex.
Why do you keep walking in and out of my life? And why do I keep allowing this to happen?
But here's the thing, right? So what if your ex is Tosa? Does that still apply? That it will be like, you are my ex factor.
It just doesn't have the same Lauryn Hill swag though. You know?
My factor.
Anyway, how are you, T?
I'm just like getting
You're
over the song.
Feeling it.
I'm still
I
feeling
know.
It.
I can see it in your face.
All those many ex-girlfriends ago.
Oh man, they're singing this song right now. Like, why do I do this to myself?
I was thinking about them
oh,
doing
is
this
it?
To me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not
on
your
always
side
the guy
here.
Who's, you know what I mean? It's actually usually what happens
to me. Does it happen
to
you?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
I'm too nice. I've been told
I'm too loving.
Too
nice.
I'm too loving. I don't know if there's such a thing, but I'm realizing that there is such a thing as being too loving.
Is it?
Yeah, even Drake has a song about it.
But
too
Drake,
good.
Drake stays draking. Like, yeah. Drake stays with people who don't want him. Like, it's just so sad.
I think that's what it is. Drake and I have the same problem. We're like really outrageously good-looking men.
if you must
who
say
keep
so.
Falling for the wrong people. I mean, you saw this for yourself, right? I mean, you could say that. We're like ridiculously good-looking.
Oh, me?
No, like myself and Drake.
Oh. I thought you said you. So,
we have way too much money.
Okay.
And we're great lovers. That's the problem.
And we're great
in the bed as well.
You can,
I think it confuses people. It's like, I don't know what to do with all of this.
No. Because they'd stay. If it's such
you
a great
so?
Package, you want to stay. You don't want to like let it go.
I don't know. Because people aren't used to such great packages.
You
people aren't
so?
Used to winning the lottery.
Yeah, that is true. You like actually you have to check twice.
What's
like,
your excuse?
Damn. My excuse?
Yeah.
For what? I've never met anyone that.
No, I mean, I just told you what's happened with me. I'm too good.
Oh,
what is
for
your
me?
Thing? Yeah.
I don't know. People love me. It's either they love me or they want to kill me.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a happy medium
right,
with
so,
my exes.
So how come they don't like stick around? What's going on?
I don't know. Like
they
I
love you so much that they can't stick around.
They're I don't like, know. I feel like I leave first. Like
oh,
I'm
right?
always like, okay, this is kind of getting.
Yeah, he loves me too
intense.
Much, right?
No, it's not that.
He
it's
bought
like,
me this amazing camera for like $30,000.
That's a joke. Come on, stop.
Actually, we got to talk about your camera. By the way,
it's amazing.
Candace walked in here with a really expensive camera.
Gorgeous.
Whoever bought it for her, I just want to thank you for what you've done for us because she's been taking great pictures of me.
But you look amazing.
Thank you.
But I mean,
on a camera like that, how can you not be photogenic?
Right.
I would feel really bad if I look bad on a camera like that.
I'd also feel very bad.
Then it's like, it's really me.
Because
it's
it was really a
camera.
Test, right? Because I only got it yesterday. Like,
oh, okay.
I received it yesterday. I've been
so
waiting for it.
So you were testing it on me.
Well, I was testing it on everybody in studio, but you know, not everyone. You can't like.
Did you get bad results?
No. I got great results. We've got a good-looking studio.
Is it
people?
Okay.
So it's good. So.
I don't know what's going on there. Is that your phone again?
No, it's not my phone.
Okay, someone's playing music in the background. Doesn't matter though.
Yeah. Let's.
Maybe it's me. I don't know.
Maybe it is you, but it that is my phone though.
It is your phone though. I mean, you know. Like, it would be great. We were playing X Factor from Candace's music, by the way. So that's why you were hearing that.
That's
her other music. And don't let her fool you with this music thing. Like, she's into X Factor and stuff, but she's the one
I
who
am.
Introduced me to Rihanna, the latest Rihanna. And when she played for me, she's like,
Stop
come
it.
T, I want you to come to my car. I want to play you this song. It's from my heart. And then she played me You Needed Me.
I said, listen to this amazing song.
And then at the part where Rihanna says, F your white horse in your carriage. That's like, I want you to hear this part specifically.
Listen, I was like, shh, you're speaking too much. Yeah. Listen, listen.
Thanks, though. I got it now. Because before I was like, I was confused. Now I got it. Thanks for that.
No, it wasn't like, you're making it sound like it was a dedication to you. I was just saying this symbolizes my dating life.
No, exactly. It wasn't a dedication to me because like, you're that girl. You're that Rihanna chick. You're like, you're a savage. Did they tell you that I'm a savage? That's what you were trying to tell me. Yeah. All right, anyway.
It's not that. Let's get into it.
Our first topic is like being friends with your ex, right? Is it possible?
Yes.
Are you friends with any of your exes?
Remember yesterday when we spoke about what we're going to speak about today, I said, you know, we were both kind of like on the fence. Like, yeah, you can, you can't. No, you can't.
You can't.
So
no, I wasn't on the fence.
No.
I was like, you can't.
No, so I was maybe on the fence. And now I'm saying you can definitely not be friends with
an ex. What changed between yesterday and today? Apart from the ex who tried to run you over with his G5... What, G65 AMG? You date well, girl.
Shit.
You date well. Like, my exes could not catch up with me.
You are going to give
me killed. Because they just don't have those kind of cars. But you can't get away from these guys.
Wow,
it's Porsche,
anyway.
G55s.
Okay, shush.
Okay.
No, it's not that. It's just like, I realized that you can't actually, because with the ex that tried to run me off the road yesterday, I'm sure he had good intentions, even though I'm still blocked on Instagram. But I realized that with him, I really wanted us to be friends afterwards. Only because I realized now, looking back in hindsight, that I wasn't really like, oh my God,
it's please okay.
don't
tell
listen.
Us. Just tell us.
Like, I cared about him, but I don't say that.
It's
I cared about him, but I cared about him, but I wasn't like, you know what, I'm sticking this thing out, you know. So for me, I was good with being friends. Whereas...
Hang on, sorry, I just got to stop you. You cared about him, but you were like, I'm not sticking this thing...
No. What? Like, I cared about him in terms of like, I really care about you as a human being and I want you to
I just don't want you romantically involved with you.
Well, he's very good looking, but it's just that I was just like, you know what? We're not going to meet. Like, you know, there's something we just fundamentally different.
He's good looking. He's rich.
No, but we were fundamentally very different as people. We valued different things.
He spoke
in
a different way, sorry? He had a different accent?
Could you shut up? You're trying to give me girl.
Very DA of me to say that. We just didn't speak in the same accent,
I didn't say accent. I said we weren't speaking the same language in terms of...
Oh, like he was...
Like what he valued
Zulu
and what
and
I...
And Tswana speaking. Obviously, that wasn't going to work. What?
Are you gonna tell my story for me?
What could it have been so wrong?
No, it's not that. It's just that fundamentally we were different. We valued different things. I still wanted to get married. He was very jaded when it came to love.
Oh, I see.
You know, even though he cared about me, there was still a lot of things that we weren't clicking on.
I
wanted him in my life because I was like, you know what, you're a great person. I just don't want to be romantic with you. And then recently-ish...
recently-ish.
This show keeps letting me snitch on myself.
Yeah, come
I'm
on,
gonna
snitch
stay
on
single
yourself.
Forever.
Come on, let's hear it.
Then,
this is what you're getting into, guys, if you ever like
you
trying to...
Us?
Yeah, okay.
I'm like the Taylor Swift of radio.
Yeah.
So what happened was I broke up. I don't know if it was mutual or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what, we can be friends because you're a nice person or whatever. We tried the friendship thing. Fell into bad habits. I was like, you know what... Bye. I can't do this anymore.
Because you can't have bad habits as a friend.
You can't.
Like, because it only works if we're screwing.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you fall back into those routines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, this is not going to work
it's
for
like,
me.
Like, I really don't need this. We're not even having sex.
And then,
why do I need to go through this?
Right?
Yeah.
And then they like started. So then I said, look, we can't be friends, but we can be friendly. So if like I see you in checkers, I'm not going to like run the other way. I'll say, hi, how are you doing? I don't want to know if you're happy. I don't want to know anything. I just want to know like you're good, you're alive.
Yeah.
And we walk past each other.
Let me tell you a trick.
Yes.
Are you finished
no,
your
no,
story?
No. Tell me.
See, if you want to stay friends with your exes, you got to break up when things are really, really good. And it's got to be your fault. That's what I've realized,
that's
right? Or someone else's fault.
I want to milk it for all it's worth when it's good.
I've realized that, like, just as really, like it's so amazing, that's when you break up.
No, why?
Because you
so
know.
That they can miss you. But that's not about breaking up, because when you break up, it should be a forever thing. You're breaking up with intention to go back.
Not really. I'm just breaking up. Actually, you know what? I don't want to snitch on myself either.
One
I mean, I'm going through
enough.
A thing right now, and I might need to have a very clean slate just soon. So let's not. You've done enough snitching for both of us.
No, but okay. So basically, my final thing is we can be friendly, but we cannot be friends. So
Okay.
do not send me memes. Don't be like, how you doing? Don't send me video. Like, I'm good.
No,
like,
DMs.
No DMs, nothing. Just don't talk to me. Okay. You know, until we bump into each other and we have
to
talk.
Oh, because that's friendly. Like, friendly. Like we bump into each other at the Woolies.
Yeah, but don't tell
in
me.
In the dairy aisle.
Right.
And it's like, hey, you're also lactose free. I like that. But anyway.
You don't have to even say that. You can just be like, hi, oh my gosh, it's been a while. Great, bye.
All right.
You know?
Don't mention the lactose thing. Like, yeah,
you don't even have to mention that you see that he's buying food.
Since we broke up, I decided to go lactose because I wasn't sure if that's why we broke up. Because, you know, the lactose.
You see, because stuff like that always leads to something
gassy,
else.
But I'm cool now. I don't know if you want to pick it up from where we left off.
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to be like, dairy-free yogurt, really?
Yeah. No.
That's how you want to restart our relationship?
I mean, that's a good topic of conversation to start. And as you can see, I'm also carrying xylitol. So I'm working on everything. Yeah.
No, but you think, sometimes I feel that we stay friends with our ex-friends, in like air quotes. We stay friends with our exes because we want to go back. Like, there's a part of us that might want to get back together with them. So it's like keeping that open door, like just a little. So that should the need arise to just fall back.
There are a couple of exes I want to get back with.
Right?
Like, for real,
I think
real,
we
though.
All have those.
Like,
a couple.
I don't want to name names.
Couple.
Quite a few.
Damn.
I'll say several.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, we went from like
less
a
than
couple,
10, but more than 3. But very close to 10.
Damn.
If you know who you are.
They were great.
And you're listening to the show
there
right
10
now.
10 people that were so great.
Send
you
me a WhatsApp.
Back.
No, I'm not saying like the 10. Less than 10.
Less than 10. Yeah. But I'm saying.
But more than 3.
Maximum.
Yeah, there were a couple.
If we were working on 10.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it was difficult.
There was always something in the way. There was always something.
Yeah, you know, being married always gets in the way.
It does tend to hinder progress in a relationship, I have to say.
I couldn't let that one go. It was a great joke.
That was a good joke. Well done.
Thank you. Anyway, talking about exes, though, and on a very sad note, I think we should commemorate this day as, because we won't have this day again on the show, but a good friend of ours and a good friend of the show, Gugu Zulu, passed away. Over a week ago.
Yeah.
And today is his funeral. So I'd like to just mark that at this point and say that years from now, when someone's listening, they will know that on this day,
a
great man to rest. A man who I believe really epitomized what a family man should be.
Oh,
a man
gosh.
Who loved his wife and his child.
Man.
And he was doing something for a really great cause when God took him. So it shows that God takes the best even for himself. Because a lot of people are still here.
You looked at me like, well, you're still here. I'm like, hell yeah.
I thought you were thinking, I'm still here. So that shows.
Yeah.
But that's not a funny thing, though. It's very sad. I know Letejo, she used to be my wife's personal trainer. She's a great woman. Outside of that, though, I've known them socially for like the longest time. Mm. We used to hang out the nightclubs with my old friend BC. He introduced me to them. That was a great thing that he did. Introduced me. He's actually introduced me to a lot of great people.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, it's sad, eh?
It is sad.
I think she's really strong. She's really, really strong as a woman.
No, she is. It's like, phenomenal. Like,
ladies, this is how you mourn.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what? It's just everything about it. So from Gugu's life, how he just celebrated his wife. You know, I think every woman looked at that relationship as like, damn, I'm not settling until I have someone who just loves me like that.
I know.
And, you know, and he loved his family and he wasn't afraid to show it, because a lot of men in the public eye tend to shy away from showing that, you know, I'm happy, you know, if they're happy, obviously. But he made it really fashionable and cool to be in love. And I love that.
Yeah, which was great. I mean, that was very brave of Lucifer. Because generally, like, when other women see that, you know, they tend
They're like, I want you.
I want that. Not someone like that.
Him.
I want him. Mm. Yeah. So, and you know.
But clearly they had a solid relationship.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very beautiful.
Anyway, on that note, we're going to move on. Mm. We're going to segue. Because we got in the studio with us Tammy Menton, all the way from Stain City. And she's been patiently waiting and watching me and Candace doing our thing. Sometimes our eyes went woo, and then they went like.
But they went back.
Yeah, they went back. Yeah. So how are you doing, Tammy?
I'm good.
It's so good to have you in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
You know, a lot of people don't know what Stain City is all about. In fact, where it even is, they've heard about this place called Stain City. Can you just give us a preamble? Where is Stain City? What is it about as a lifestyle? What do you call it? A lifestyle resort. Okay, that you can live in. You don't just visit Stain City, you live there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So give us like a preamble. Where is it? What is it about?
Okay, first of all, if you haven't heard of Stain City, you must have been living under a rock. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. It is almost this mythical place. It's just the other side of Dane Fern, mm-hmm. On the William Nicol. And it's a magnificent 2,000-acre piece of land that was originally just an unused quarry. Oh. And yeah, it's quite incredible to see the before and after photos.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of grass. There's there's a lot of rolling hills and all that. I mean, you guys had to put all that in?
Absolutely. It was wow. Obviously the topography and the landscape was there, yeah. But it was just a barren piece of land.
Mm.
And it was originally owned by our CEO, Giuseppe Plumari.
Yes.
And he sold the land to Dostain and became partners and co-developers with Dostain. And it was the vision of these two incredible men that has brought this to life. And it really is just a vision come to life. It's so beautiful.
I mean, we're going to talk about some of the things that are there to just see. That's what I loved about driving through the gate. But when did it start?
I think the planning has been on the go for probably 15 years.
Wow.
In terms of
when did Giuseppe and Doe just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Let's start. Yeah. Tomorrow we start. When was that?
Probably again. 12 years ago, where they kind of started, in, you know, imagining this city of the future.
Yeah,
years ago was just completely out of reality. You know, no one could have imagined. And when they spoke and told the story, people thought that they were mad. And fast forward 12 years later, and it is the development that's predefining how developments in this country should look.
Yes.
So that's just how visionary this actually was.
Wow. And I mean, what they've done so far is not even what is about to happen as time goes on. But I'd like to talk about some of the things that I probably cannot explain very well. I've seen some of the things that are there. Obviously, there's the amazing clubhouse that you guys have. There's the equestrian clubhouse where my baby daughter had her one year birthday. It was the most amazing
thing.
That is
amazing.
I don't want her to just have like a pony. I wanted to have horses, like
at Stain City,
at the equestrian club, where people show jumping. That was amazing.
Now, we're still talking about that party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, she's like an A-lister. She's an A-lister baby.
Yeah, you know, she kind of is. Yeah, but I mean, apart from that, I've just mentioned those two things. Obviously, there's the amazing golf course. We have sports facilities, rugby, a full rugby field, a full soccer field, a skate park.
I'm impressed.
Jeez.
There's a giant sculpture made out of rocks coming out of the grass. That for me, the inner child in me, I'm like, I wish my daughter was old enough so I could go, so we could both go, so I just go by myself, and she's like, I don't know what he's going on about.
Yeah.
But like, that's one of the things that you have. Mm. Is there anything that I missed out on?
Oh, there's so much. Absolutely. When we sort of launched Stain City and conceptualized how we're going to share this vision with the public, first of all, we realized that there isn't an image or a video or a billboard that we could show you that would truly encapsulate the development. So you have to come and see it to believe it. And it is a bit cliched, but you know, nothing will prepare you for what you'll see. And then we conceptualize this idea of 100 reasons to live at Stain City.
Mm,
and we probably have exceeded 100 reasons now. So what you've touched on is, you know, the first five or six or seven. Everything from infrastructure, fiber to the home, IT,
wow.
the top biometric security. You know, we're just actually busy with the first stages of our Dino Dig Park.
Wow.
So we're creating this for the residents, this magnificent
Dino Dig.
Yeah, I was like, what is a dino dig?
So what, you guys put some dinosaur bones in there?
For sure.
Put them in there, or they were already there?
No. We've created them. So with the help of our on-site artist team, who also did the giant, by the way. So we've sort of got five or four amazing artists from Dipslet that work full-time at Stain City.
Mm.
And all the art that you see is made by the hands of these four men. And they're
from
incredible.
From Dipslet. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Because Stain City is like Dipslet extension in many ways.
Very, very affluent.
They're our neighbor, and we're proud of that. I mean, we love that what we're doing there,
but that's
is
the great
benefiting
thing about
everyone
it.
In the community that lives next door to us.
Because it shouldn't be like, it shouldn't be like, this is the line, don't cross it, on this side is this, on that side is that. It's sort of like, how can we help each
incorporate
and make everything better for everyone? Because we can't just live side by side and be like, we're on this side, we're going to build our walls a little
bit
higher, and you must stay on that side, right?
That's the opposite of what we believe.
Yeah.
You know, we... we specifically, Giuseppe had this idea and this vision, and he's so 100% right. The bulk of what people spend their money on, the sort of labourers of the day, spend their money on is transport to and from work. And they spend hours and hours on public transport commuting. They spend half of their salary and their wages paying for that. And we are on the doorstep of one of the largest communities. And so, you know, that's immediately going to be a problem that's going to be addressed. We've created over 13,000 jobs at Stane City at the moment since our inception.
That's amazing.
Which is incredible. We've provided labor skills for, we've got a labor desk and we teach basic skills, you know, bricklaying and plastering and painting. And and then we employ those people. So, you know, it's phenomenal, certainly for me, just sort of sitting on the outside looking in saying, this is just, I'm so proud to be involved with this.
Because it's very empowering. No, because I was just thinking, like, once you live in Stane City, there's really no reason to leave. Nope. Like, there's everything there. Yeah. It's even got one of the best restaurants, you know, it's which is 19.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there really a reason? Once you've bought your plot, like, you can just stay in there.
Once you're inside, so you never need to. And they've got the most amazing toilets at that clubhouse. I got to say this. Yeah, I'm a toilet man, you know.
I know.
So, a toilet is very important to me.
Yeah.
It's a factor. Do I stay or do I leave? And I mean, those toilets make me want to live there.
Like, really, for real. In the clubhouse alone.
Yeah, just that's just the clubhouse toilet.
Yeah.
I was like, where do I sign up?
But it's really redefining what we're striving for in society, right? Because 100%. We used to strive to just live in an estate, for example.
Yeah.
And now Stane City comes about and everyone who's living in an estate is like, what have I been doing? I should have just saved.
Just the gate alone. The gate alone makes you think, yeah, okay, maybe
you've arrived. It feels like you've arrived officially.
Maybe I should work a little harder.
I feel like it's going to be that address whereby, you know, Sandhurst is that address where people who live in Sandhurst always want to drop it in there. They don't like Hyde Park. No. We don't live in Hyde Park.
Yes.
I stay in Sandhurst.
And they don't live in Santon.
Sandhurst.
Yeah, because if you say, your house is in Santon, right? No.
No, in Sandhurst.
There you go.
Right. So now I feel like Stane City is going to become that. You know, address. Description.
Yeah, like, do you live in that place by Daneford? No.
No, I live in Stane City.
There you go.
You know?
Quite amazing. There's a whole, there's almost a suburb that's been created around Stane City. And you're 100% right, Candice. People don't need to leave. I mean, I think that's, I mean, you're going to want to leave, obviously. But, you know, the idea is we've created a situation where we've got schools and offices and hospitals and restaurants and commercial and retail. So just from a amenities point of view. And then you've got sports and your mountain biking, you know, 60 kilometers
you
of mountain biking,
right? On the streets
and not be harassed,
exactly.
Except by the rich people.
Yeah,
you hope,
but
you're
used to that. You're used to like guys in G65 AMG and Porsches. Beep beep. Hello, nice. Slender never get tired.
Okay. You are making me out to be something else right now. Although I'm just being lucky.
Like this is how I would do it though. If I was driving past my drop top 911 Carrera Turbo S.
Yes.
I'd be like, hello, nice. Slender never get tired.
I would probably not give you a chance. Is I'm it? Just saying. I just.
Okay.
It's
I'd
not
be like,
I
let's
I
make
target.
Children and send them to the school here. That wouldn't work either. All right,
I'll be like,
I
already live here.
Oh yeah, that's
work
true.
Harder.
This is not gonna work. Don't hit on chicks from Stane City if you already live there. Just go next door.
It's too late by then.
Go to the Daneford Shopping Center.
And be like, can you see that place next door?
Show them your key fob
for the gate.
Oh, unfortunately, it's like use a fingerprint, right?
Biometrics.
Damn.
Oh,
damn. So
nothing,
there's nothing to even
you can't
like
even
show
like
off.
Flash the
just
card.
Show them the size.
The
thumb opens the gate to Stane City.
Yeah, exactly. Not just my phone.
But it's amazing what a reputation. I mean, from the time of just conception, whereby people were knowing that something called Stane City is going to come about, people were already thinking, wow, this is going to be the place to be. It's not going to be the Kyalami. It's not going to be Sandhurst. It's going to be something in a league and class of its own. Yeah. Did you guys ever expect anything like that?
I think that was the ultimate goal. Yeah. You know, I think that, and probably what sets us and defines us even more, is that we never gave out a picture of something. We didn't, you know, paint an architect's, you know, perspective.
Yes.
That was never the intention. There's been, you know, 6 billion rand will be invested in infrastructure in this development, and probably half of that was developed and invested prior to us even opening our doors to the public. And that's a huge upfront investment, and it just shows the, I suppose, the confidence in the people behind, the brains behind this development, that this was, it couldn't do anything but be a roaring success. You know, and it is. It's just everyone who drives through our gates leaves there a huge fan.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see. I remember your face. It just,
yeah.
I love seeing
I'm still like that. Every day.
I know.
I'm like,
you're a little starstruck. It's quite sweet.
I'm like, Lord, help me. I pray. Lord,
I couldn't stop
me.
Hearing
bless
about
me,
it. Yeah. Like when he
so much so he's having his 40th
exactly.
birthday there. Did you know that?
Precisely. So I couldn't stop hearing about
this.
I couldn't stop hearing about, like, he didn't say, you know, Mike, I'm going to have a themed birthday. He said, you know, he tried to act slick. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have my birthday at Stain City. I was like, oh, thanks for dropping that in there. No, you know, and I'm going to have my daughters at Stain City too. I was like, okay,
yeah,
thanks.
That's how we roll.
For dropping that in there. For my 40th, I might have it at Stain City too.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got 20 years.
Right? I've got time to build a relationship.
I mean, you know, the great thing about that is just my theme as well for the party. Apart the theme is The Great Gatsby.
Oh, man.
But the tagline is dream, believe, create.
Oh, I love that.
And for me, I think what's great about spaces like Stain City is allowing people like myself who probably would never have been given the opportunity to go to places like Stain City and see that. Not from a materialistic point of view, but from a point of view that anything in life that you really want, that is beautiful, that adds, that's good, that adds to you, you can actually have it. But you don't get those things unless you see them.
Oh,
and
right.
You can really touch them, feel
they're
them,
tangible.
And see them, and make it tangible, make it real in your life.
Yes.
I think for me, that's what I'm most grateful about, that you guys have given me this opportunity to show other people who either are not at that place yet or are aspirational and want to get there, that guys, anything is possible in life.
Yeah,
and that I'm really grateful for.
Well, no, we're so excited phenomenal. To have you. I mean, we just, we love the energy and the spirit, and there's so much planning going around this party, and it's going to just be, I think, one of our highlights, really.
Yes. Yeah. We won't say what date's going to be on, because we don't want no gate crashes.
And yeah.
Don't worry, they're going to have to use their,
well,
their
I'm
fingerprints.
Invited.
We're okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm invited for now, I hope.
For now.
Yeah.
If we break up, though.
Oh my God. Even if we break up, I'm going to be there.
No, there's no
like,
plus
you could
one.
Fire me. You could fire me from the show and I would still pitch up.
If we set the gate, I would be like, I'm going to give them a picture. Don't let her in.
I can disguise myself. I'm very charming.
Is
they
it?
Will let me in.
In
I
all
hope.
Your hairstyles.
In all my
I just go on Instagram.
Damn.
I'll go on Facebook.
Okay,
all the hairstyle. Because you like to post your hairstyle. Every time Candace has a new hairstyle, she'll post it. So I'll be like, any range between here and anything else. This is her. But well, don't worry, you're on the guest list. You got to be there.
Finally. Jeez. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just bring some pretty friends, okay?
Ay, ay, ay.
Are you one of those chicks? You're the prettiest friend in the group. Of course you would be.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
No, I said you need to invite a lot of cute single people. Then you ruled out corporate. So then I was just like, then I don't know who's going to be there.
I don't know any, like, really... Well, apart from my friends, okay, my good-looking...
Well, I need single, by the way, so not
friends,
married.
But the problem is the single part. And their wives are also going to be there.
I am not trying to get like my
you know
face
what I mean?
Messed up.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the papers. But I must say, at Zinati's birthday party, what was great was a lot of little kids were there, and what they got to experience was seeing the stable, seeing horses, some of them for the first time, being able to touch a horse. Things like that are available. I think we haven't even touched on that. What happens if I get a horse? I can just keep it at the stables there?
We've got about 36 stables at the moment, and they really are, I would imagine, just the most beautiful stables that you've ever laid eyes
the
on.
Most,
I mean,
I could
live comfortably in one of those stables.
Yeah.
I'd have to get rid of my three children, but me, I could comfortably live.
I might have to, actually, in the next couple of weeks. Can you keep a space open?
But they are that beautiful. Yes, the ideas, you know, you want to, it's again, it's just that whole all-encompassing lifestyle. And we've got a huge equestrian community on our doorstep. So, you know, there's a massive amount of interest in coming to stable the horses there. We've got a very well-known South African show jumper, Johan Lotter, who actually runs and operates our facility for us.
Okay.
And we've got one of the largest all-weather arenas in the country.
Yes.
So, you know, there's nothing that we don't do anything in small doses at Stain City. Everything
really?
We do is Jeez. The best.
I wanted to actually, because you said that, I wanted to say, is that because Doe Stain himself is the man actually behind the Saxon Hotel? A lot of people might not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what elements of the Saxon Hotel have been taken and put into Stain City?
It's interesting because they're actually very different brands. I mean, I think it's a beautiful luxury brand, and we strive to be in the same category as the Saxon. But there's just we're just on a different not at the same league, but we're different. We offer different things altogether. So for us to have this sisterhood with the Saxon, and we incorporate the Saxon, we've created a brand called Stain City Hospitality by Saxon, and they actually operate our clubhouse for us in terms of running the restaurants. We've got a beautiful restaurant there called 19.
Yes. And I went there, in fact, for my wife and I's anniversary this year. We went to 19.
And
we
had
a lovely lunch. It was wonderful. We were with our daughter because it was like a family anniversary lunch, and the food was absolutely amazing.
It is incredible.
I loved it. Incredible.
It's a draw card. It's a huge draw card. And you know, this I think is also what sets us apart. You know, you look at other residential estates and they've got lovely clubhouses. But I think when you come down to the Stain City Clubhouse, it's surreal. It feels like you could be anywhere in the world. And it's a kind of place when you want to book on a Sunday lunch. And you can, by the way. I mean, the golf course itself is open to the public. You have to book online.
Yes.
And that's just at staincity.co.za. I had to throw that in.
And they've got a fantastic, amazing toilet.
Our changing facilities are also like everything else.
If for nothing else, please visit.
Just book the golf course so you can take a newspaper.
Because even I want to go now and just go see this toilet.
No, you need to come for lunch, Candace, on a Sunday and a Saturday, which is beautiful. I mean, any night of the week, but it's just this gorgeous environment and it's busy and there's a festivity about it, and they serve the best food.
But you know, the picture you've painted for me, I'm just like, damn, where have I been letting these guys take me on a date?
Exactly.
Like, I need to go to the 19. Right? They didn't have vision.
Yeah.
This is what I need, Tammy. That's what I need.
But anyway, we're having my birthday party there on the 13th.
Oh, you're not supposed to say.
Well, I'm saying
13th of September.
Yeah, we are. No, I'm going to say 13th August. Of August. Try get in. It'll be fun.
That's a challenge. Well,
why are you doing that to people? I feel like you're just like floating a carrot in front of their face.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
That is very mean of you.
Yeah. This is how we do, you know. It's like that Cassie vibe thing. That's how you do that.
You're flexing.
Yeah, I'm flexing. You know what I'm saying? You don't buy a Ferrari and then go, I just keep it in the garage.
Right.
Yeah.
No, because I mean, this is going to be quite the event. I'm extremely excited.
I can't wait to see what you're going to wear. Remember,
I don't even know what I'm going to wear.
It's the 20s, not the 50s.
I know.
And you have to dress up. You have to dress up.
Right, and the little feather. The only thing I do have is a headband with a feather.
Beautiful.
So
that already.
That's a start.
That's a good start.
It is.
You're almost
and your
there.
Pearls. You need your pearls and your gloves.
Right. So all of that I still need.
Flapper dress.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. I want like a really shiny flapper dress though. So it's very expensive. So I need to go on more dates to get a flapper dress. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, guys.
Camera back in. You can take this camera in.
Guys, I'm playing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Candace. I will help you make that happen. We're on a whole new thing. We're on a whole new trip right now. But
what are you going to wear, by the way? Sorry, just before we get off this.
I'm not sure if I should wear like a three-piece suit with a top hat and tails.
And a cigar. Like,
basically, because I'm thinking of tails. Mm-hmm. Or just wear a three-piece suit with not so top hat, but a hat nonetheless. Definitely the cigars are coming out. Mm. By the way, I think we should mention that we've also got some amazing vintage cars that are going to be there.
Absolutely.
On the night as well to make sure that the theme like is actually the whole theme. We've also are going to be having, in terms of the theme, the food. Mitch was going to be here, but unfortunately he's not well. So the food is also going to be like quite special because we want to make it part of the theme. The colors are white, gold, black. That sort of thing.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember anything about the food. I forgot about most of it. Can we talk about it for a bit? I know that I'm going to have an amazing cheese platter at the end.
We just put you on the spot.
No, totally. And I'm now really cursing our catering manager, Mitch, for not being here. Because he spent a lot of time on preparing the menu. And I think just on that note, you know, we have a lot of really nice functions at the clubhouse. And what's beautiful about the team at the Saxon is that they've really spent time customizing the menu dependent on the theme of that particular evening's event or day's event.
And of course, we're going to have a prohibition era type bar as well as drink sections where you can go all around and just enjoy that era of
what
was it
be
like
beautiful.
Pre-prohibition when people were really like living it up.
damn. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Do you have a hotel there that people can stay at? Like, just in case.
No, unfortunately
the Saxon. You're going to have to drive all the way back to the Saxon.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not yet.
What kind of events can you hold there? So we know you can have a birthday party and the likes, but what other events could you hold there? A wedding, for example?
I think that...
Did you realize I just said wedding?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a little concerned. I mean, I might be starting to plan.
Maid of honor.
The development is essentially really for the use of the residents. And the idea is that, you know, we're building this beautiful estate and the facilities and the gardens, it's their gardens. It's their back home. You know, when they go and walk in the promenade or sit in the park and have a picnic or climb on one of the dozens of jungle gyms that we've got situated around it, that's your backyard. It's your backyard. And so we have to just be careful about opening up the development to big events because it's, you know, becomes a security issue. So we're quite choosy, which is, you know, good for you.
Thank
it means you.
Made the cut. Yes, I'm so glad you made the cut.
Well, it's good because I'm a future resident, like just around the corner. Don't worry about it. Like, give me a year or two. I'll be
buttering him up. We're gonna make sure he comes and visit us.
I've been looking at some land. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I want to see that list of people who are buying there. Maybe I should start investing in my future.
I think so.
You would be. So yeah, we have lovely events. In fact, we're doing our inaugural fun run, our first family fun run at Saint City on the 14th, the day after your.
I'm not gonna make it.
Oh, I know. I don't have a choice.
Oh really?
No,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
You're gonna be so hungover.
I know.
Just take a rech marker.
So that's really fun, and we're running around the promenade, which is just absolutely beautiful. And then, you know, we're doing a lot of horse and show jumping events, and lots of golf events. Really, corporate golf days are just amazing there. I don't think that any corporate could have a better place for a golf day.
But I think what's great about what you said as well is that the idea at the end of the day is you want a sense of exclusivity as a resident. You want to feel like, for example, I can actually buy a property here and then we can get married there, which is like we don't have to go somewhere else. Which is like saving because
we had one of our residents who got married in December, but it was a surprise wedding. He didn't tell his wife. It was amazing.
Just on that note, men out there, because if you're already not jumping to marry me now after this show.
I mean, really, we put it out on Twitter, guys.
Honestly. Then please never surprise me with a wedding. I'm just saying, no matter how beautiful, don't surprise me.
Okay, guys, you heard it.
Please tell us.
Feel free to send us your tweets and let us know what you have in mind for you and Candace's wedding.
So anyway, go back to the successful.
Once you bought the house.
Please tell us the story about the successful couple that ended up getting married.
Oh, they're the most divine couple. They're one of our early adopters. Someone who sort of invested into Sand City right from the beginning and saw the vision behind it.
Oh, man.
And they have an annual event, a sort of charity event with all their friends. So under the guise of this charity event, which the theme was black and white, very appropriately, his fiance, you know, was told to really make an effort and dress up, and she wore the most magnificent white dress. And they started off as though it were their second function of it. And next thing, the minister popped up. And he said, "We're actually not here for our awards evening. We're here so that we can get married." And it just was. I mean, I'm such a romantic at heart, and that just I agree with you about you know.
Don't do that.
It's a beautiful sentiment.
It was.
And it's amazing when it's worked, right?
It works.
It's amazing when it works.
It was amazing.
But it also, the man's got to have a certain sense of style and taste.
Well, he's living in Sand City. Obviously. I mean, that goes without saying.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he knew he had it in the bag.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, that was his proposal. So anyway, I live in Sand City.
Can you marry me?
Yeah, can you marry me? He's like, okay, let's try it out.
Or we could. We could live in Stain City.
Yeah.
I live in Stain City, but we could live. That's the proposal right there.
This could be us, but you're playing. That's what it is. All right. Now, CEO Sleep Out. I know that Giuseppe is going to be going through tonight at the Summer Place Hotel. Or is he going to be at the bridge?
No, he's going to be at the bridge. No, right. No, we're sending him to rough it properly.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no hotel.
Like, he may as well. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
Like, it's only one day.
Yep. It's 12 hours, actually. And listen, the weather hasn't been playing nicely.
But today,
today is
nice.
A lot better. We were on Monday, we were panicking.
With the tornadoes.
Rushing out and buying thermal underwear. And well, not me personally buying them thermal underwear, but they were running out and buying thermal underwear. And it turned out it's not so terrible.
Well, he better still use his thermal underwear. Because once the sun goes down,
it's going to be chilly.
And you're on that bridge, it just cools down very, very fast. Don't be a hero, Giuseppe.
No. Wear those thermals.
Wear those thermals and make sure that you got a proper sleeping bag. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what's interesting about tonight? And I mean, as I've got involved in the process with him, and it's so amazing to see how they're running this event this year. And it's very much about mentoring the younger people. You know, they each had to sort of recommend a young student or a young businessman that they're taking with them. Giuseppe's taking his son Dino with him, which is amazing. Mm. And then we've got our financial director's matric son, who's also coming with us.
Wow.
And our development manager Howard. So you know, we've got a great team. So each CEO had to take three guests with them, and the whole purpose of tonight is this idea of mentoring these younger kids.
Oh, I love that.
And spending time reflecting on, you know, what these homeless people go through,
and that's exactly what this event is about.
Yeah. You know? I mean, we are the media partner of CEO Sleep Out as cliffcentral.com. Where can people go if they want to support this initiative by, I think there's a sympathy sleep out, or rather they can just
donate absolutely.
And be part of it.
So we'd love them to donate under the Stay in City brand. So
no problem.
They sent out a challenge to the CEOs to say,
it's the last day, so they better do it quickly.
I think you've got till 5 p.m. if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So the idea is, you know, you register as yourself as a CEO, and then over and above that initial payment that has to be made, or that donation, is to raise funds, you know, using your contacts and your friends.
And that's over and above 160,000, by the way.
160,000 is your sort of starting point.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think Giuseppe is sitting at number 20 or 19 on the leaderboard, and we're very excited. Out of, I think, 150 people.
Oh, cool.
That's quite good.
And what's amazing for me, and I was telling him this morning, is we sent out a notice to our staff to say, you know, just forgo your cappuccino today, or your monthly, you know, pedicure, even if it's 20 Rand or 30 Rand. And our staff are incredible. I mean, they've just all just like come to the party. They're so supportive
amazing.
Of this cause.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I'm really proud of them. And again, anyone who sees the vision and who appreciates
what they're
doing.
Where do we go if we want to actually...
So you just go to CEO Sleep Out, ZA.co.za, and you click the donate button.
Okay.
And then you select the company you'd like to donate to. So it'll come up, if you search Stay in City, it'll come up as Stay in City, and then you donate. And I mean, they take anything from 10 Rand to hundreds of thousands of Rand.
Oh, but that's good, because then it's not intimidating.
No.
Because you could think... No, but seriously.
Like, you have to also put in like 60,000, right?
Yeah, and you can donate anonymously if you want to. So,
okay,
you know,
that's
there's
beautiful.
No pressure on anyone. It's just a way for us, certainly for our team at Stay in City, to really get behind.
Where do we go?
Yeah.
Because what I want to do is actually want to...
Are you giving 160?
Yes, why not?
Good. Good on you. That's a team donation, by the way.
Yeah, if it's a team donation,
a weekly mashup donation.
It's definitely...
I'm just bringing my charm to this before you even go further.
It's definitely what you and I would have spent at lunch. So I'm spending our lunch money today, Candace.
Beautiful. That's
so let's see, 160 times 2 is 320, right?
Yes.
So that was our lunch money, Candace.
I need to miss a few lunches.
I'm sorry. I know you don't. But, you know, white bread and milk is very cheap.
Don't worry, I packed my yogurt. I had a feeling this might happen. So, and I'm on a diet, so I'm good.
What are you dieting for?
I'm dieting for marriage. No, I'm kidding. I really need to stop joking about this. People are going to think I'm a gold digging hoe. But
it's too late.
Because you've made me out this way. You've made me the person I am, damn it.
Okay, so it says now choose an agent of change.
So now you'll choose Giuseppe.
Okay, there we go. Giuseppe Plumari.
That is awesome.
What is... That's obviously an Italian name.
Yes, it is.
And my details. They say title. I mean...
Mister.
Should I put doctor? No, honorable?
Honorable.
Honorable. Wow.
I've always wanted... I'm like, I
guess
can do what I like.
You can be anyone you want to be.
Honorable.
You can be anyone you want to be. I mean...
I was going to go for doctor.
That could be your first name. It's not like an achievement.
If I was Zimbabwean. Honorable Masha.
You don't have to put all the address stuff, by the way. Just to,
is it?
Yeah.
Okay, but I've done it anyway. So, guys, if you also want to do it, make sure that you go to CEO Sleep Out CEO sleepout.za. You can donate. I'll also be donating to the cause here at Cliff Central, just to make sure that.
And aren't you doing the Cliff Central sleepout?
I am, but the only thing is I don't have a duvet.
Well, go buy a duvet.
Not a duvet, sorry.
A sleeping bag. Go buy a sleeping bag. You're investing
just,
in Stain
I've
City.
I've just spent all this money on
don't be cheap.
On the donation.
That was lunch. That is not a sleeping bag. Sleeping bags are expensive.
Didn't I just say that I'm also going to be donating towards the Cliff Central?
Okay, don't donate to Cliff Central for now. Just go see how much sleeping bags are and then the balance you. And then you can donate the sleeping bag to like
I'm
the homeless
I'm hoping that someone
after.
Will donate a sleeping bag for me tonight.
I told you mine is too small.
Or maybe someone will let me into their sleeping bag.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not going to be there,
hopefully
so I don't
it's
not, know.
It's a female CEO as opposed to a male CEO.
the female CEOs, I'm so impressed. I went and had a look at the participants. And yes. I just think it's amazing. I love seeing women succeed in business. Isn't it just the best thing ever?
You feel like it's your success as well. It feels so good.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, we are doing it. Mm. You know, and you feel such a sense of pride, which is something women have needed for so long.
I agree.
You know?
But on that note, ladies, we're going to get out of here.
When we're loving the woman.
No, I love women who are successful too. Don't say that. Don't make me a hater.
No, I'm not making you a hater. You're making
the women CEOs. I'm loving you. I'll be loving you guys later. Okay, I'll be there.
Thank you
warm.
So much, Tammy, for being on the show.
Thank you for being on the show. It's been great. And Candice, I've got a piece of land for you too, eh?
Okay.
I'm taking the whole family. We're all going. No one goes in, we're all going in.
At least I can run there and find myself a rich husband.
Exactly. And on that note, before we go though, because you and I have got a couple of minutes to just wrap this up.
Yes.
What is happening over the next week in your life?
In my life today, I've got a photo shoot. For
I'm
a bridal
really
magazine, which
that.
Is so ironic, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you keep doing this to yourself.
Speak about it enough and it shall happen.
Yeah,
not in the way you think it will happen.
Yes.
I'm going to be in a magazine. Lot of wedding dresses without a man. So it's going to be very sad indeed.
It's okay. That's how I started. You know, I was a baby wedding model myself.
A baby wedding model?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same thing, but okay. Tell your story.
I was like 4 years old.
I'm an adult.
I was always doing like baby weddings, as they call them.
Wow.
But
so you were a hopeless romantic.
I still am, man.
Oh man,
hopeless. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very.
So enjoy the shoot.
I shall.
How they gonna do your hair? I'm really curious about that because
I don't know how they're gonna pin it and curl it.
I wanna like get myself ready for next week. Is there anything new gonna happen? So I don't go. Whoa, hey, it looks great.
It's something new because I wanted to shave it the last week. And I couldn't.
The whole thing?
Yeah, well, no, man.
We worked so hard.
Keep the middle. Just like shave the back and sides.
Oh, okay. Because like we worked hard on the top, eh? We've come a long way.
We haven't
baby.
Actually worked that hard. It's been there. Like it hasn't been doing anything.
We keep cutting it.
And keep cutting the sides.
Let's not do that.
Oh, but I love my Rihanna vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, okay.
It gets me places.
Well, you got that good hair. So just grow it.
And
so
what's
spend
what
less
doing?
On weaves.
What you doing this week?
This week... Oh, by the way, my sessions with Vic are going amazingly well. Victor Grasa, I started my spiritual healing.
And he's coming back?
And he's coming back. I haven't touched a drop of alcohol for nearly, a full week now.
That is me applauding in the background. Yeah!
Thank you. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
About me applauding? Or about
not
alcohol?
The other thing. But I feel a lot healthier. I feel a lot happier and I feel a lot lighter.
And you're more early. Like you've been coming to studio early. I'm so
notice?
Proud of you.
I think it's one of those things that I just I wake up earlier. I'm like, huh, life is happening. The sun
really
is out. As opposed
this.
To, please
happening.
Shut the curtains. I can't take it. Speak loud. Yeah. So that's great. I've got clarity of mind.
Do
I sound more intelligent today?
You do. And can I tell you something? I can't wait for your 5-minute reading on air next week with a color therapist.
Oh,
because
yeah.
A color therapist I'd been seeing for a while.
A color therapist?
Not color.
So what are they going to talk about?
Color.
Oh, color therapist.
So she's going to come in and do a quick reading for you.
Okay.
Because she's done mine like a while back. And she was like, I knew you were going to be successful.
What
and I
color
was like,
was
damn,
yours?
Girl, thank you.
What's your color?
No, I don't remember back then. I don't remember. Because you're going to see how it works. She's going to be sitting where I'm sitting now. And she's going to do your chart. I'm so excited.
Are you also going to do a color therapy chart though?
I have to. Because, I mean, if your secrets are going to be laid bare, so mine might as
Sorry,
well be
Sorry, what? What secrets? What are you talking about? I thought.
Come prepared. Clear your soul. So that she doesn't pick up some dingy-ish.
Ooh wee! On that note, you know what?
Goodbye.
We'll see you guys next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.